USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's not concerned after possibly having contact with a member of Brazil's delegation over the weekend who has the coronavirus.
We did nothing very unusual. We sat next to each other for a period of time, had a great conversation. He's doing a terrific job in Brazil, and we'll find out what happens. I guess they're being tested right now, right? Let's put it this way, I'm not concerned.
Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee is taking additional steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
In order to mitigate the impacts of COVID-19 in our state, today I make the very difficult decision to order closures of schools in Snohomish, King, and Pierce counties.
And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. A down day as the Dow lost 2,352 points to finish at 21,201. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
First-time unemployment claims fell again last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department saying around 211,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, and that was 4,000 fewer than the previous week. The biggest increases in claims were in New York, California, and Ohio. The steepest declines in claims in Massachusetts, Illinois, and North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball, the NHL, and the NBA have all suspended their operations because of the coronavirus epidemic sweeping across the United States. Owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, says now's not the time to be thinking about basketball.
This is people's lives at stake. This isn't about basketball. This is a pandemic, a global pandemic. This is something out of a movie.
NASCAR also says the race is on for this weekend in Atlanta, but no fans will be allowed to attend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. is fighting back after two troops were killed in Iraq. Airstrikes were launched today targeting five facilities storing weapons. It was a direct response to yesterday's rocket attack on a base with coalition troops. A British soldier was also killed and 14 others wounded. The U.S. blames an Iranian-backed group that's been firing rockets in recent weeks. Sunday night's Democratic presidential debate is being moved from Phoenix to Washington, D.C. A statement from the DNC says the move was made out of an abundance of caution in order to reduce cross-country travel related to the growing coronavirus crisis. Regarding the 2020 presidential race, it's always a tall task to defeat the incumbent, as Democrats saw in 2004 and Republicans saw in 2012. Jim Messina, former campaign manager for President Obama's 2012 election, though, believes that former Vice President Joe Biden does have a chance to knock off President Trump.
I think Joe Biden is better prepared for a couple of reasons. One, the economic downturn we're currently seeing plays right into President Trump's strength on the economy. And if those economic numbers stay down into the second quarter.
But what if they stay up? I mean, what if they stabilize and the fundamentals are strong?
Then, you know, I think you're still going to have the closest election we've seen in a very long time. If you look at the president's numbers, his numbers are just trading in a very small band, as you and I have talked about before. Mm-hmm. He just isn't at the numbers Barack Obama was or George Bush was at this exact same moment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.